Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 30 Agents. Every AI engineer must build production-ready agent systems using proven architectures and patterns by Imran Ahmad is a technical guide to agentic AI engineering. Rather than treating large language models as chat interfaces or prompt completion tools, the book focuses on designing autonomous systems that can perceive context, reason over goals, plan actions, use tools, maintain memory, and operate inside real software environments. Its purpose is practical to help AI engineers, software developers, machine learning practitioners, and technical leads move from experimental LLM demos to scalable agent workflows. The book presents 30 agent architectures alongside supporting concepts such as cognitive loops, reactive and deliberative designs, interoperability protocols, evaluation methods, and deployment governance. It also discusses modern frameworks including LangChain, LangGraph, Llama Index, Crew AI, AutoGen, and related infrastructure such as vector databases and tool integration layers. The result is best understood as an architecture and implementation handbook for building production-ready autonomous agents. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, agent cognition is framed as an engineering loop rather than a prompt design problem. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of agents as systems with recurring cognitive functions: perception, memory, reasoning, planning, action, and learning. This framing matters because it separates an agent from a simple LLM wrapper. A chat application may respond to a user input, but an agent must interpret state, select a goal-directed action, use external tools, remember relevant context, and adapt when the environment changes. The book therefore emphasizes the cognitive loop as a design pattern for structuring behavior over time. It also distinguishes between reactive agents, which respond quickly to immediate signals, deliberative agents, which reason through plans and constraints, and hybrid agents, which combine fast response with deeper planning. This taxonomy gives engineers a vocabulary for selecting architectures based on task complexity. A support triage bot, a compliance reviewer, and a multi-step research assistant do not require the same decision machinery. By making cognition explicit, the book encourages developers to design agent behavior as a controlled software process, rather than relying on increasingly elaborate prompts. Secondly, production readiness depends on lifecycle discipline, not only model capability. The book gives substantial attention to the agent development lifecycle, including requirements analysis, architecture, implementation, integration, evaluation, optimization, governance, and ongoing lifecycle management. This is important because agent systems often fail in production for reasons that are not solved by choosing a stronger model. They may call tools incorrectly, lose context, hallucinate unavailable actions, create security risks, or behave unpredictably under edge cases. Ahmad positions production readiness as a combination of software engineering discipline and AI-specific controls. The architect must define what the agent is allowed to do, what data it can access, when it should escalate to a human, how failures are logged, and how performance is measured after deployment. This lifecycle perspective also helps teams avoid prototype bias. A demonstration that works on a small set of examples does not prove that an agent can operate reliably across thousands of workflows. The book therefore treats scalability, resilience, secure integration, and governance as architectural requirements from the beginning rather than as late-stage additions. Thirdly, framework selection is presented as an architectural trade-off. The book surveys major agent development frameworks and related tooling, including LangChain, LangGraph, Llama Index, AutoGPT, Crew AI, and AutoGen. Its value is not simply in listing tools, but in showing that framework choice reflects architectural priorities. Some frameworks are better suited for retrieval-heavy applications, others for graph-based control flow, tool orchestration, multi-agent collaboration, or rapid prototyping. This matters because many agent failures come from forcing a framework into a role it was not designed to support. The book also connects these frameworks to supporting infrastructure such as vector databases, retrieval pipelines, model selection, function calling, and API integrations. These components form the operational environment around the LLM, which becomes the cognitive core rather than the whole system. A well-designed agent must retrieve relevant knowledge, call external services safely, persist useful memory, and manage state across interactions. By discussing build versus integrate decisions, the book encourages engineers to evaluate whether to rely on existing abstractions or implement custom control layers for reliability, transparency, or domain-specific constraints. Fourthly, multi-agent systems require communication protocols and coordination patterns. A distinctive theme in the book is the movement from single agents to multi-agent systems. Many real tasks are too broad for one autonomous component to handle cleanly. a complex workflow may require separate agents for planning, retrieval, code generation, validation, monitoring, and user communication. The book addresses this by discussing communication patterns between components and interoperability mechanisms, such as model context protocol and agent-to-agent protocols. These topics are significant because multi-agent systems introduce coordination problems that do not appear in isolated assistants. Agents must exchange context without corrupting state, divide responsibilities without duplicating work, and resolve conflicting outputs. They also need clear boundaries around authority, tool access, and escalation. The practical implication is that multi-agent design resembles distributed systems engineering as much as prompt engineering. Message formats, shared memory, orchestration logic, and failure handling become core architectural concerns. By covering collaborative task orchestration, the book helps readers understand when multiple agents improve modularity and specialization, and when they add unnecessary complexity. Lastly, evaluation, guardrails, and domain constraints are treated as core design requirements. As Knight of P, the book places evaluation and responsible deployment within the main engineering process, rather than treating them as optional compliance steps. This is especially relevant for agents because they act, not just answer. An unreliable response may be inconvenient, but an unreliable tool call, financial recommendation, legal summary, or healthcare workflow can create direct operational risk. The book therefore discusses reliability testing, performance measurement, guardrails, explainability, human collaboration, and ethical alignment. It also connects agent patterns to domains such as healthcare, finance, legal services, manufacturing, education, and software development. These examples illustrate why domain constraints shape architecture. An agent used in a regulated environment must provide traceability, handle sensitive data carefully, and know when to defer to a human expert. An agent used for internal workflow automation may prioritize speed, integration depth, and cost control. By tying evaluation to practical deployment contexts, the book reinforces that agent quality cannot be judged only by fluent language output. It must be judged by task success, safety, consistency, and controlled behavior under realistic conditions. In conclusion, 30 agents. Every AI engineer must build is most useful for readers who already understand basic Python programming and machine learning concepts and now need a structured path into agentic AI systems. AI engineers, back-end developers, ML practitioners, solution architects, and technical leads will benefit most because the book focuses on system design, implementation patterns, and operational concerns rather than introductory AI theory. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers decompose autonomous behavior into reusable architectures memory systems, planning loops, tool use, retrieval, multi-agent coordination, evaluation, and deployment controls. Intellectually, it clarifies why agent engineering is different from both traditional software automation and simple LLM application development. Compared with many books in the AI agent category, it stands out for its architecture-first positioning and its emphasis on production readiness. It does not appear to present agents merely as prompt templates or isolated demos. Instead, it connects agent behavior to lifecycle management, interoperability, governance, framework selection, and domain-specific constraints. That makes it especially relevant for teams trying to move from prototypes to durable systems. Readers looking for a beginner-friendly introduction to programming may find it demanding, but readers building serious LLM-powered applications should find its structured treatment of 30 agent patterns a useful map of the field. If you would like to support Imran Ahmad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.